Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
The girl, Cynthia from Real Housewives of Atlanta, she's dating this dude from ESPN, Mike Hill, and they've been dating for a whopping 6 months. You know, they're still in the period of everything being all right. Nothing wrong with the other person. All the things that'll kind of annoy you about them in a couple years aren't annoying. They're actually kind of like, oh my God, I love how you snore so funny in the middle of the night. I love how you elbow me in bed and all that. So it's so cute. She said that she's ready to get married now after 6 months. She's like, let's get it popping.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's why I said I feel like you would do that.
I don't see anything wrong with that. You don't think 6 months is long enough?
Yeah, and you got to think she's in her, if you don't see that, I watch the show, she's in like her early 50s. So, I mean, she's like, it's not like she's 20 years old.
It's all a crapshoot anyway.
You still.
Right. Right. Like, people get engaged and married after knowing someone a week. You never know. And that'll probably last forever. You never know.
You never know. But I still wouldn't do it. Because I feel like, and you mentioned this, Ramiro, where it's, you're still on that relationship high. You know what I mean? And until you come down from that and settle into some reality, I think to make a decision that's important, that's supposed to be for the rest of your life, is kind of, I mean, it is a chance. If you want to gamble, go for it. People gamble every day.
I'm a failure at gambling.
It's tough to really know someone.
You got
to
go at least a year before you get married to a person. You can get engaged in 6 months, no big deal. But the wedding, like actually, you know, getting on that, you know, on the altar or whatever, you got to do at least a year, you know, so you can kind of, like Pebble said, you could kind of understand what this person's all about. Maybe living together. I know you had mentioned that. You can't just 6 months and say, all right, let's get married.
I wish we had statistics on this. I really do. Because that does all sound well and good in theory. But how do we really know that those relationships last longer than ones that don't?
Because you're like, not doing the impulsive thing. You're kind of going through
that.
The ups and downs. Like, I feel like as if you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're just like, if I met a dude right now and things were slightly working out pretty well and he proposed to me, I'd do it just because I haven't been married yet.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's look back. How many people would Melissa have married already if we went by this?
Ooh, good question.
In the past year,
yes.
There's at least two, or in the past 2 years, there's at least two or three guys you would have married.
There's one guy who she was with for about 3 weeks and she's still barely over the guy.
Yeah.
No, that was like 3 months, but that's okay.
You would have married him.
Yes.
You would have married comic book guy at the time.
Ugh. Now I look back at that and I'm like,
right,
what the hell
that's
was
what
I thinking?
I'm saying.
So Melissa would have mad divorces.
All right. So you're kind of like, Help making me turn
all
the corner.
All I'm saying
here
is just think about it.
Okay, I get what you're saying. But listen, all I'm saying is that I'm sure that people have done it and it's worked and it's very, very happy. So it's a crap. Anytime you're going to get engaged to someone, it's a crapshoot. So take a chance.
Yeah,
why not?
There's plenty of people jumped off the Tobin and there's probably a couple that lived.
Terrence.
So it's not with me, but it's a very close couple that I'm really great friends with. And they actually cheated on the respective partners to be with each other. And then 3 weeks after that, they got engaged. And less than a year after that, they got married. So, yeah, they're together now, and that's great and all. You know, they got two kids, but the husband's already cheated on her. So I honestly don't feel that, you know, getting married that quick and getting engaged that quick is a smart idea. You got to fill out the waters a little bit first.
Terrence. Why'd you call in?
You're killing her dreams.
I'm just keeping it real. You know?
Come on.
Yo, you know what's even funnier is right now, every mutual friend of Terrence that's a couple is like going through their Rolodex.
Right.
Like, hold on a second. I mean, he got pretty damn specific. You might as well just been like, Jim and Terry, my friend.
Right.
Okay, we're going to end it on a good note. I think this is a good note. Juanita?
So, my husband and I actually were together for about a month, and then we got married. We've been married for 8 years and have a 3-year-old together now.
Okay.
Wow, there you go.
Oh, I love that.
So there is, you know, keep the faith. It does work.
I'm trying, Juanita. I'm trying.
Hey, do you have an equally impulsive male friend that you can hook up Melissa with?
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.